UFO happenings. The UAPs, which were called UFOs, just keep appearing in the sky. An object was seen traveling slowly through the sky in Illinois. One man said it looked something like a golf ball. No one who saw it is sure of what they saw, with one thinking maybe it was a weather balloon. When I hear that term, I can't help but think of all the times the government used this as an excuse for what was seen, starting with Roswell, when General Ramey forced Major Jesse Marcel to say the debris was that of a weather balloon. In the photo of Ramey with the debris, he is holding a note at an angle, and as technology has improved, we have been able to read some of it. It is believed it shows it was not a weather balloon which crashed at Roswell. Speaking about Roswell, the family of Major Marcel said they will allow investigators to see his diary and hope it sheds light on the event. A U.S. Army helicopter has taken a video of three objects in the sky. They are said to be UAPs which were traveling at very fast speeds. On top of that, a former Homeland Security agent has been said to have told people dozens of agents have seen UAPs near the border. I can understand that, they probably think we have lost our minds letting in all those people. It is said these machines are defying time and physics. I wish I could define this clearer, but to tell the truth, this is beyond me. I do know some of the maneuvers were impossible, but yes, they were taking place. I don't know for sure if NASA has been tracking UAPs. I do know the cameras on the International Space Station, ISS, seem to always go down when a strange object comes into view, which leads me to believe they are certainly aware of UAPs. NASA just announced they will join the search for UAPs. Does this mean they will no longer turn those cameras off when a UAP appears? I will be shocked if that is the case. Many times, those objects are coming close to the ISS, and this might mean the photos would be the best ever taken and prove UAPs exist once and for all. I find it interesting the announcement was made within a week of the congressional investigation into UAPs. NASA stated they were evaluating how to provide our expertise in space-based Earth observations to improve understanding of unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs, and they have consulted with multiple government entities. A UAP was seen very low to the ground. It was described as being only about 30 feet in the air. The shape of it was circular, and the most exciting part of the sighting was the fact it had windows around it. Sometimes, UAPs are described as having different shapes, but some have a lot of windows, and there have even been alien faces seen looking out the windows. This is what makes me think we are some sort of a tourist destination for extraterrestrials, along with other reasons for them being here. One UAP which was sighted and had a photo taken of it was very unusual in that it looked like it was flying upside down. It looked like the traditional UAP, circular with a dome on top, but was in a position where the dome was on the bottom. This dome was very large in diameter and went almost to the ends of the circular craft. The object appeared in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. There are always estimates being made. Sometimes these estimates are made without enough data or even any data, and those are the types of estimates which I think are ridiculous and don't think much of those who make them. Recently, one estimate was made which stated there are four malicious extraterrestrial civilizations in the Milky Way. First of all, there are billions upon billions of planets in the Milky Way, and there are probably way more than that if life is even on only one out of 1,000 planets. Second, would we be considered malicious? Our record on wars is not very good. Something very unexpected could turn out to be true. That might be no other intelligent life exists in the Milky Way, but it exists in other galaxies. We just have so much limited information in this area. A man saw something in the sky in Newcastle, England. When he first saw it, he thought it was some sort of a balloon, but he changed his opinion the longer he watched it. He was even able to get a photo of it. As he watched it, it seemed to tumble across the sky. What he said about the movement was it moved like a worm. He said it would move, then it would change, and it would tumble, and it kept doing this. He called over another witness who confirmed what he saw. The man stated it was high in the sky and moving fast. The next admission was from an US Army vet. He claimed he saw a UAP and was told by a superior to keep his mouth shut. Actually, there is nothing unusual about that. Sometimes superiors just don't want the headaches and reputation which went with UAP sightings. It wasn't necessarily done to hide the fact a UAP was being kept secret because the government didn't want us to know about them, but sometimes that also happened. Superiors sometimes tell those under them to keep quiet about different things which could be a problem for them. Some astronomers have started to examine old astronomy photos, some of which are over 70 years old, and they have found some which puzzle them. They may or may not show UAPs. The astronomers have found flashes of light which appear and disappear. They found an image of 9 stars, or what they thought were stars, which disappeared. They looked at another photo taken 6 days later of the same area and the stars never returned. Sometimes a UAP can really look strange, beyond the already strange craft in our skies. That was the case when a photo was taken by NASA of the horizon on Mars last year and a UAP was clearly in the sky. This one had the shape of a cylindrical object on its edge standing upright. I haven't heard any explanation for the object. Some people think it has wings and is on its side, but no one I know thinks it is ours, or from any country on Earth.